Welcome back to the Not Your Mama podcast. This week on the show, we're doing something a little bit different. We are doing an actual practice together. So this is an embodiment practice. You may want to download this episode to revisit it whenever you need. I am frequently asked when I'm coaching people through Moderation 365, which is the nutrition coaching perspective that I work from. I am often asked how to deal with hunger. So if we're kind of approaching nutrition from the perspective of wanting to find satisfaction, often people think that that's synonymous with never feeling hungry. And if you've done a lot of dieting, then being hungry can be pretty triggering. It can be kind of like this panic state because we've sort of trained ourselves out of ever really feeling hungry or satisfied. We go by whatever the diet says to do, or we just live in, you know, so excruciatingly hungry that we have trained ourselves not to respond to it. And that can elicit a lot of fear when you're trying to kind of work back into eating in response to your biofeedback or in response to your cravings and your hunger and your energy levels. So I wanted to offer this sort of embodiment practice. You can call it a meditation if you want, but I don't know that I would strictly call it a meditation. But this embodiment practice for when you feel hungry and you aren't maybe able to eat right away. Maybe you're in the car, maybe you're doing something, you know, you're in a place where you're not able to immediately eat, or you want to understand a little bit more about your hunger. This isn't about being hungry for the sake of being hungry, just to sort of like flex your muscles and prove that you can not eat. That's not the goal. The goal is to allow yourself some space between being hungry and immediately eating the first thing you come into contact with, to give yourself some room to make a choice, make a food choice that you're happy with and meets your needs. So we're going to go ahead and get into the embodiment practice. If you can, allow yourself to get comfortable. You can close your eyes. And let's start with just a quick body scan. So wherever you are, whether you're sitting, standing, lying down, bring your awareness to the place where your body is in contact with the ground or with a piece of furniture. Allow yourself a moment to notice your breath, just to observe where you feel your breath in your body. And maybe just by noticing, the breath lengthens a little bit. And now, departing from the assumption that you're doing this when you're already hungry, let's take a moment to notice your emotional state. So maybe hunger is associated with a sort of panic or a feeling of anxiety. So start to just notice what your mind is up to. We're going to just okay the feeling. Maybe the feeling is, I don't know what to eat. I need to eat something right now. Whatever the sort of words in your brain, the thoughts in your head are, we're going to just give them space to be there. They are fine. And then we're going to let our awareness shift into our physical sensation. So first, I want you to notice what hunger feels like. Maybe there's a hollow feeling in your belly. Maybe there's a sensation in your throat. Perhaps there's something that feels maybe like headachy or lightheaded in your head. So So just notice all of that. And maybe in the noticing, you can observe that even as you have that sensation in your body, you're still breathing. Your body is still on the ground or on the piece of furniture you're sitting in. You're still okay. And we're going to explore the tension between feeling uncomfortable in our physical body, whatever hunger feels like to you, and still being okay, still feeling safe, still feeling able to be present in our body. And that's a very real tension. So again, bring your awareness to your feet on the ground or your body in your chair or on the floor. And observe each place that your body is in contact with something solid. And with each exhale, allow yourself a sense of maybe any antsiness or anxiety to just settle down toward the ground. We're not going to try to expel it out of our body, but we're going to just give ourselves space to sort of let any jittery sort of feelings settle down toward the earth and feel the earth rise up to support us. Notice any places where your body is touching itself. Maybe you have your hands resting in your lap or your feet crossed. So notice the sensation of your body against your own body, feeling that you are quite literally solid, present here. And now I said at the beginning, our goal here is not to not eat. It would be very tempting to stay in this place of feeling hungry and just reminding ourselves that we're okay, which you can return to as often as needed until you are able to get a nourishing, satisfying snack or meal. But I want you to start to think about what you are going to eat next. So first, just allow your body and your brain to offer you the first thing that comes to mind. And maybe that thing feels indulgent or feels like something that you're not supposed to have. And give yourself permission to just want that. So notice if there's a knee-jerk reaction in the mind of, oh, that's bad, gross, unhealthy. It's okay that we have those maybe thoughts programmed in response to certain foods, and we're just going to notice it. And we're going to allow ourselves to want whatever that thing is anyway. And then I want you to ask yourself, what would feel most nourishing to my body right now? So this is a little bit of a mental exercise more than it is a feeling. You may need to think about, what does the rest of my day hold? What have I eaten so far? Are there certain things that my body really would benefit from eating now for the purposes of energy? And notice if your body reaches directly for quote unquote good foods or healthy foods. Again, that's a normal response. Nothing wrong. But we're going to allow ourselves a moment of space to just know that foods that are labeled healthy are not objectively better than any other foods. And then we're going to ask ourselves what would be satisfying. What would feel really good to eat right now? And maybe that's some mix of something indulgent and something nourishing. Maybe it's something that isn't available right away, and that's okay. We're just going to notice that's what it is. And when we think about satisfaction, it can be helpful to think about a few different things. One is the flavor that we're seeking. One is the texture that we're seeking. Do we want something crunchy, warm, cold, soft, gooey? Another thing is, what is the eating experience that we're looking for? So sometimes we just want to be able to take a lot of bites. Put our hand into a bowl, put it to our mouth. Put our hand into a bowl, put it into our mouth. Sometimes we want to have the experience of using a fork and a knife and cutting something. So ask yourself what the eating experience you're looking for is. And then I'm going to give you just a moment of space to take thoughts about what sounds good, just the first thing that comes to mind that would feel, oh, that would be so good right now. Plus what feels nourishing, plus what feels satisfying, that it's going to check some specific boxes for you. I'm going to give you a moment to sit with that and just decide what you're going to eat next. And of course, within that decision of what to eat next, there's an availability question. So I want to give you that space to sort of sit with, okay, this is what sounds really good. What do I have access to? What can I get if I'm driving at the next rest stop? If I'm at home, what's the closest thing that's close to that? Maybe it's something that you could go out and purchase. So take a moment. Notice if your brain wanders off somewhere else and return back to thinking about what am I going to eat for my very next meal or snack? How do I ensure that I'm nourishing myself with what I need physiologically, as well as what feels satisfying psychologically? And then the last part of this exercise that we're going to do together is that I want you to take a moment to visualize getting that thing, whatever it is, and the first few bites of it. Because one thing that often happens when we are hungry is we go directly to eating as quickly as possible. We have this drive that we have to make the hunger go away as quickly as possible. So I want you to just visualize those first few bites that you're going to take. And imagine really enjoying them. It's like you're playing the tape. You're forecasting exactly how you are going to go into eating that next meal. Tasting each bite, enjoying the texture, chewing, swallowing before taking the next. And then finally, before I let you go, take a moment to return back to the physical sensation of hunger in your body and the sense of safety or grounding of your body being here on the floor or in your chair. knowing that whether it's 5 minutes or 30 minutes before you can get to that next meal, you are safe, you are present, you will be okay. Thank you for joining me for this embodiment practice. I hope that you find it helpful. You don't need to go through all 15 minutes every time you're hungry, but with some practice, doing it a few times, you'll start to gain that sort of muscle memory of how to be with hunger, plan for your next meal without panic. Any of the resources mentioned in today's episode will be available in the show notes. So go head to your podcast app and open up the show notes, or you can find them right on my website. And I would be so grateful if you would share today's episode with a friend. So just go back to your podcast app, hit the share button, and send the link over to someone who you think would benefit from this. And lastly, if you want bonus brownie points, you can go rate and review the podcast. This helps new subscribers find us and get some awesome benefits from listening to today's episode. Thanks again for being here, and have an awesome week.